Nehemiah chapter 10. Now, the people have returned from the exile, but they're pretty weak, and Nehemiah's had so many setbacks. One of the problems was that the people had intermarried. They'd married with the local people who were actually against the work of rebuilding the wall and rebuilding the temple. And that they were very involved with, shall we say, the world, with the people around them. And this had happened in Ezra's time, and Ezra had made them split up, and they had actually separated from the women that they'd married, even if they had children by them. But now they have slipped back again. It's like the story of Israel at the time of the judges, that they sin, they're sorry for their sins, and then they ask God to help them. He helps them, sends them a judge, and then they go and sin again and slip back again. This isn't how it should be in our lives. If the Spirit of God is working in our lives, we shouldn't be in this endless cycle of sin and failure and then turning to God and then sinning and failure again and so on. So this time, we read that because of all this that had happened, we, the people of Israel, make a covenant. We make an agreement and we're going to put our seals to it and to sign it. And the first to sign it was Nehemiah and then Zedekiah. And there's a long list of the leaders of the people who signed it, and this is what the agreement said. We, people of Israel, our priests, Levites, guards, musicians, workmen, and all the others, who in obedience to the Lord of God has separated themselves from the foreigners in our land, we, along with our wives and our children, all those that are old enough to understand, we hereby make a promise, an oath. And we will be cursed if we break this, that we are going to live according to the law of our God, the law which he gave to his servant Moses, that we will obey all that Yahweh our God commands us, and we will keep all his laws. We will not intermarry with the Gentiles who live in this land. If Gentiles bring corn or anything else to sell to us on the Sabbath or another feast day, we will not buy from them. And every seventh year, we will cancel all debts and we will leave our land fallow. Every year, we will each contribute 5 grams of silver to pay towards the costs of the temple. We will provide for the temple the holy bread, the grain offering every day, the sacrifices which are to be burnt daily, the holy offerings for the Sabbaths, festivals, and the other holy things. The offerings to take away the sin of Israel and all that is needed for the temple. You see, they'd rebuilt this temple, but they were too mean to offer sacrifices. And even Malachi says that, unfortunately, they offered the blind. They offered their lame and limping animals to God. But of course, God had said, you must offer your animals without blemish and offer me the best. And they weren't doing this. But okay, now they realize and they sign this agreement. It's tragic, though, that they break it. So they go on. We, as the people, the priests and Levites, are going to draw lots each year to decide which families are to provide wood to burn the sacrifices which are offered to Yahweh according to the requirements of the law of Moses. We will take to the temple every year the offering of the first fruits of our corn and the first fruits of our fruit trees. The firstborn son that we each have, we will offer to the priests in the temple as required by the law and dedicate him to God. We'll also dedicate to God the first calf that each of our cows bears and the first lamb or kid born to our sheep or goats. We will take to the priests in the temple the dough, which is made from the first fruits of our corn harvest every year, and our other offerings of wine, olive oil, and every kind of fruit. We will take to the Levites who collect tithes in the villages, the tithes from the crops that we raise on our lands. The priests descended from Aaron are to be with the Levites when the tithes are collected, and for use in the temple, the Levites are to take to the temple storerooms a tenth of all the tithes which they collect. The Israelites and the Levites are to take all the donations of wine, corn, olive oil, etc. to the storerooms in the temple. And where the priests who are on duty and the temple guards have their quarters. We will not allow the house of our God to fall into neglect. So you see, they sign this agreement. And when you put the Bible together, this is Nehemiah, when you read Malachi and Haggai, you see what was happening. The temple of God, the house of God, was neglected because they were caught up with themselves, because they wanted to get rich, they wanted to get wealthy. And they offered to God what was not very good, what they didn't really need anyway, the blind and the lame, etc., the blind and lame animals, instead of giving God the best. Now that is the principle, that God must come first, and that we are to give the very best that we can to him, whatever that means in our context, in whatever age we live in.